Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Contract employee arrested for theft of packages from UPS facility. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After a lengthy investigation, including law enforcement surveillance, a Campbell County man and contract UPS employee, 53-year-old Larry Michael Monday, was arrested Friday for allegedly stealing 8 silencers, ketamine, and hundreds of other packages from the Gillette UPS warehouse. According to Campbell County Sheriff Sergeant Gary Sams, the investigation began on June 10th when a 41-year-old man reported the theft of 8 gun suppressors that were purchased by his company called Mack Brothers in Sturgis, South Dakota. Further investigation revealed multiple missing packages, including bottles of ketamine, leading to the surveillance operation by the Sheriff's Office and the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. A search of Monday's home last Friday uncovered many of the stolen items, including dozens of bottles of the missing ketamine. Monday has been charged with felony theft, and authorities are working with UPS to determine the total number of stolen packages and their value, which is estimated to be in the thousands of dollars. Campbell County eyes 55-acre site for promising state shooting complex. Campbell County is competing to host a state shooting complex and will soon find out if it advances to the next round. The proposal submitted on June 3rd highlights a 5,500-acre site owned by Clint Pickerel, southeast of Camplex, ideal for the facility due to its size, topography, and potential for expansion. The complex would include various shooting ranges and involve both county and state investment, with local businesses and sports groups supporting fundraising efforts. The Gillette News Record reported the Wyoming State Shooting Complex Oversight Task Force will announce on Monday which communities progress, with final site visits scheduled for July and a decision expected by August 13th. The project, supported by a $10 million state fund, aims to boost economic development, particularly in sports tourism, leveraging existing infrastructure like Camplex and local amenities. Local officials and businesses are optimistic, seeing the project as a means to diversify the economy and attract visitors. The initiative follows a 2023 legislative act establishing the task force and funding for the complex, with communities encouraged to contribute to the project's completion. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.